Blog Talk Radio.
From the studios of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas, we welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, T.J. Tipton and Brad Dick.
Messing everything up, and we're going to find out what Trump has to say about the border crisis. There's several polls I want us to look at tonight, and then, of course, the GOP blocking to avert the government shutdown. Okay, I want to talk about Shaq attack. But a lot of things going on, and last but not least, the WHO. I ain't talking about the group, the WHO, either. Okay. World Health Organization. But Bradley, before we get into this, I want to talk about something that most don't want to talk about, okay? And that's death. Death. D-E-A-T-H. We know everybody's going to die, right? Whether it's today, tomorrow, next year, or next 50 years, you're going to die. And my question is this, Bradley. Who is responsible for the funeral? Your grief-stricken spouse, your children, your church, GoFundMe, right? Who's responsible for paying that bill? Well, we've found a company that not just covers you, but covers six other people on this plan. Not just you, okay? You can cover seven people on this plan for a little bit of nothing a month. And let me say that again. I found a company that not just covers you, but covers six other people for only $75 a month. And you know what, Bradley? Those people don't even have to be kin to you. Yeah, they don't have to live with you. They don't even have to like you. They can live in another state. They can live in another city. Seven people, a burial plan, right? That's going to pay for everything, Bradley, okay? And these plans are good throughout the U.S., and this company is looking, but listen to this, this company is looking for agents. Now, Bradley, you and I both have been life insurance agents, and I'll tell you what, that test was no walk in the park.
No.
Did you know that there's no test with this whatsoever? Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? Okay. Agents don't have to take a state or government test to sell this incredible burial plan. If you'd like to have more information, all you have to do is go to www.righttalkshow.com righttalkshow.com/plan. That's righttalkshow.com/plan for the awesome, awesome opportunity. They're looking for agents right now. Looking for agents. Work from home. It's awesome, right? And it's, again, righttalkshow.com/plan. Well, Bradley, did you have a great weekend?
I did.
Uh-huh. What?
Yeah.
Anything exciting happening, or just you and Roseanne just hung out at the house?
You know, no day goes without any excitement around here anymore. People just show up out of the blue. I mean, they'll come knocking on the door. Once one's tasted her cooking, I mean, they just show up around dinner time.
It's hey, what it. You guys doing?
Yeah, exactly. And isn't it amazing? It's always at supper time, right?
Exactly.
Well, you know, I hate to bring this up, but I'm going to. This weekend, both my teams won that I was rooting for, okay? But, Bradley, OU's going to have to do something. West Virginia almost beat them. West Virginia almost beat the Sooners. Now, I don't know what they've got to do. They ought to be glad I ain't their coach. That's all I got to say. Because it would be running that 100 yards about 20 times in an hour. I'm not kidding. I mean, something has to take place. I know. We talk about everything on here. But how about those Hogs, son?
Oh, I know. They're proving themselves this year, aren't they?
Yeah, and can you imagine? I know that there's a 14-point spread, I think I read somewhere, that they think Georgia will beat them. But wouldn't it be something amazing? I mean, they're ranked like number 5 right now, right? Wouldn't it be amazing if they beat Georgia? I think they can.
Well, I think they can, too. If they carry this momentum into that game, they can definitely upset Georgia.
Right, yeah. So, hey, a lot of places you can watch this live stream, Right Talk Show at righttalkshow.com/TJ. And, of course, the Honorable Bradley Dick is now sharing Right Talk Show on his Facebook, and you can check it out at righttalkshow.com/Brad, B-R-A-D. And a lot of places you can catch it, facebook.com/groups/Right Talk. Okay. One T, by the way. Call in at 563-999-3597. That's 563-999-3597. We're going to talk about a lot of things tonight, but you can catch a podcast on Apple. You can catch it on Spotify, Stitcher, Google. All you got to do is just go to any of those platforms, type in Right Talk, one T, RIGHTALK, and you'll see our smiling faces. Smile, Brad. Everybody wonder why. You know, we act like that we're you know, it's a podcast, right? But it's also a live show on Facebook. By the way, Bradley, did you know that YouTube took one of our videos off because they said that we were giving false information on COVID-19? I about blew a gasket, son.
I expect that was Facebook, but YouTube.
Exactly. YouTube, what is up with these people? Google's got too big for their britches.
Yeah, I'm going back to Yahoo.
Man, crazy. And the information, I wrote them. Oh, trust me, I wrote them an email, right?
Yeah. Oh, I imagine you did.
Uh-huh. And I told them, I said, y'all, you know, you must have rocks for brains or something. I said, we do not give any medical advice out whatsoever. We never give medical advice. We'll tell you what people are saying. Are you a doctor, Bradley? Don't answer that. Answer that truthfully, please.
No,
he's not a doctor. I'm not a doctor, okay? They don't call me Dr. T.J. Tipton like they call Sean Strong Dr. Sean Strong, right? And he ain't even a doctor, a physician. He's just a doctor in theology. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's crazy. We live in a crazy, crazy world. One more thing, and then we are going to start talking about some things that might matter and might not matter, but we're still going to have fun talking about it. 563-999-3597. Right?
I'm hoping you're going to talk about that Trump hat.
People are signing up. My goodness. Crazy. RightTalkShow.com/Trump. RightTalkShow.com/Trump. We're giving away a brand new. Listen, I did not go down to DHS or to the welfare place and pick this hat up, okay? This is brand new. Brand new. We're going to ship it to your house.
Thank you, man.
We did not go to, what's that place that you put all, you give all your junk to and then they put it out to sell? What is it?
Goodwill.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, every time I see Goodwill, I think of S&H Green Stamps. I don't know why. You probably don't remember that. But anyway, you know, the fact of the matter is that this is a brand new hat. We're going to give it to you in any color that is available, black, red, blue, right? Our favorite is?
Real Tree.
Real Tree. We're going to ship it to your house. Go register at righttalkshow.com/Trump. The drawing is in 2 more days. Drawing's going to be Thursday at the end of the show. Woo!
Yep.
Come on, somebody. Win that hat. Win that hat. Wear it out. I might even buy me one. You know, I'm just a little bit. I have some great misunderstanding here or something. Okay. We have a crisis going on, right? We really have two crises going on. We still got Americans in Afghanistan. And then we have a crisis at the border. Some are saying there was 14,000. Well, Bradley, 12,000 of those people, they led into the U.S. and nobody's talking about it. Right? And there's a dangerous precedent. As Psaki confirms, this is what she confirmed. She said, facts don't matter. Facts don't matter in the sham CBP whip investigation. Now, I reported this when it first took place. And Bradley, do you remember what I said? You probably slept since then. So I'm going to remind you. And you say, no, TJ, you didn't say that, or say, yeah, TJ, that's what you said. I said that whip never touched a Haitian. That's what I said.
Remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Very well.
And as we reported earlier, the media-driven narrative over the fake Border Patrol agent on horseback seen whipping Haitian migrant story has completely collapsed. With the latest example, the only people that are making a big deal about this are the Democrats. That's the only people that's making a big deal about this. The regressives are the only ones that are making a big deal. And Psaki dared to say this, said that facts don't matter. This is the press secretary of the United States of America. Now, who's she getting her instructions from?
Definitely not Facebook, because they got fact checkers.
Come on. And you know, I ain't seen no fact checking yet going on about that Haitian never got hit. Have you?
No, I haven't.
But I promise you that if he would have got hit, that would have been all over Facebook, been all over YouTube, been all over Google, right? It'd been all over the news. I mean, a whole lot more than what it has. I mean, the rains never touched the Haitian. Okay. Axios also posted a correction of sorts, even though that their article still contains a number of references to whips and whipping. But in rather revealing, this is what the reporter said to Psaki, okay? The reporter said, and then you touched on this, but I'm wondering, you know, the El Paso Times has walked back their claim that border agents were using whips to deter Haitian migrants. Now it's whips. It's not rains anymore. It started off with being whips. Okay? Now, we're going to talk about a total imbecile here in just a minute. But until we do. And the El Paso Times put out a clarification saying it was not an actual whip. Does that change anything for the administration? This is the reporter asking Psaki in light of the statements that were made last week. And this is what Psaki said. Are you ready? I don't think anyone could look at those photos and think that was appropriate action or behavior. What a big dummy. How'd she get this job? I know. Let me tell you. She went out there on Indeed. There was an ad for the President of the United States saying, we need a moron to work with us. And Psaki applied, and she got the job. Listen, I am a diehard conservative, right wing, as far as you can go. That's why we call it Right Talk Show. Bradley, right. I would make a better press secretary for Uncle Joe than she is. Jiminy Christmas. How long do we have to put up with this, right? Okay. And so we're looking at this stuff, and we're looking at everything that is taking place, right? And all of a sudden, and I'm trying to get the blaming the Border Patrol worked out really good for Uncle Joe. And at the risk of sounding even more cynical than usual, I suspect that Biden administration sees the entire public controversy over the non-existent whipping of Haitian illegal immigrants as a resounding success because it got them off of the real thing that was taking place on the border. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
Where are the 12,000 Haitians at that slipped into the United States? Where are they at?
They disappeared.
No, they were beat. They were beat. Every single one of them was beat on the way over. I guarantee it. Yeah. That's what they want us to depict. What do you think? 563-999-3597. Well, the sudden reversal on the part of Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas is the tell, appearing with the U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz in Del Rio on September 20th, Mayorkas initially expressed skepticism that any Border Patrol agent had whipped Haitian migrants. Now, the Secretary of Homeland Security, liberal as the day is long, and now he's saying, yeah, it probably didn't happen. But yeah, I'm not through with this. I'm just getting ready to go on this, okay? Your favorite Congresswoman, Maxine Waters, where do these doozies, why are all these people coming from California? Now, let me state this. I love California. I love Californians, especially if they're Republicans. There's some good people in California. We got people that listen to the show in California every day. Okay? They understand what I'm talking about. They understand what I mean. When I say California, and I'm talking about a regressive, I'm talking about those Hollywood elites that want to lead us into a communist background. There was a time where that when Hollywood rose up and tried to bring up communism, there was a time that people would ban them and shun them. That ain't happening today. Okay, there was a whole movement to get rid of Hollywood elites that were communists back in the 50s and the 60s. Now they are hugged and adored. We're going to talk a little bit more about that too. But Representative Maxine Waters just happens to be a regressive from California, a Democrat from California, really a Democrat, as far as I'm concerned, said Sunday on, guess where she was at? You'll never believe this, Bradley. She was actually on MSNBC. Yeah. So you know where this is going, right? I mean, we know that it's MSNBC, right? And that She said that Haitians are not being treated as human beings and said it was because they are black. Maxine, why don't you just pull that race card one more time? Come on. Well, I'm Cherokee. I'm Cherokee, right? I'm a card-carrying Cherokee. You know, why don't I pull the race card on it? No, it's not because they're black, Maxine. It's because that they might be a Native American, too. That's how much sense it makes. This is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. You know what? Every time that Maxine opens up her mouth, she sticks her foot in it. You, Bradley, you would not even know who Maxine Waters was if she didn't talk about the dumbest things you've ever heard in your life.
That is the truth.
We wouldn't even know who we might have read about her. It's like AOC. You never hear anything about AOC until she does something stupid. And she does stupid stuff every day. So that's why you hear so much about her, right? Now, I'm going to tell you, do you ever hear stuff from Senator Cotton, who is the senator of Arkansas? Do you ever hear him making stupid stuff? Do you ever hear anything about Lankford over in Oklahoma, senator of Oklahoma? How about Inhofe? When was the last time you read about Inhofe and something dumb that he did? I've never read anything dumb that Inhofe has done, and he's been there longer than most senators. He's probably been there, probably not as long as Biden, but pretty close. But the fact of the matter is that, you know what they do? They're working. When you don't work, you get to say stupid stuff like Maxine Waters does. Because she ain't done a flipping thing since she's been in office, except for give away food stamps. Rhonda, get me a pill. Get me a pill. Does this stuff not bother you, Bradley?
It's irritating. I mean, it's irritating, and it just keeps getting worse. I mean, it's like when you think it can't get any lower, it just surprised me. I mean,
this woman shouldn't even be in. She's too old. They need to put an age on how old you have to be to run for Congress. You shouldn't be 99 years old and be able to run for Congress. I'm sorry.
No.
Jiminy Christmas. I better go to break, because if I don't go to break, Bradley, I'm just going to sit here and have a conniption fit, and everybody in America is going to see how riled I can get, right?
Uh-oh.
We'll be back after this, Bradley.
Right Talk, heard live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and recorded on Roku, Amazon, and podcasts around the world.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We Hire Truckers has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today.
Having more fun. Listen to how you say this. I love it. Having more fun than you like.
Exactly.
I really miss that. I did. I didn't go back over those old recordings, but thanks, man. You know, great guy. So, a lot going on. A lot going on, Bradley.
Yeah, there is.
I love doing the show. I love being able to make podcasts, live shows. I have a lot of fun doing it. I don't want anybody to think that I ever go crazy on this stuff. I don't. But it is aggravating.
Right.
And I was listening to Trump. And this is what he said. 20,000 more Haitians in route for the U.S. 20,000 more. Now, we've already let 10 to 12,000. I've never heard a confirmed number. But we've already let 10 to 12,000 Haitians into the U.S. across our borders, and nobody's saying nothing about it. Right? Nobody is saying, have you seen anything? I mean, we work during the day, but, you know, I try to stay in touch with the news. I go through this putrid stuff so people don't have to, right? I haven't seen. The liberals, the regressives, really are not talking about it at all.
No, and I've even done some searches just trying to find it specifically.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing.
Trump is saying that 20,000 more Haitians are en route to the U.S. border. And this is what he said. He said that Uncle Joe is making the U.S. the laughing stock of the world. Now, people are wondering, how are they getting from Haiti to Mexico? Now, I know that they're saying that they're walking up through Central America, right? But how are they getting from Haiti to Central America? Because they don't have boats. 20,000?
Large number, yeah.
They all floated on rafts? I don't know. So that would mean that if there's five people on a raft, maybe somebody call in and inform us, because I sure haven't seen five people on a raft, right? That means that there's going to be about 4,000 rafts somewhere on the coast somewhere. That's what it means. Okay?
Yeah.
Because rafts, and I don't know how many miles, nautical miles, that is across from hey, can you pull that up, Bradley? Can you see how many nautical miles it is from Haiti to the closest point in Central America? And try to nautical miles, that means that they have to get across there somehow, right? So I'm just how are they getting to the border? How are they getting across the ocean into Central America from Haiti? What is it? They're swimming? Are they wading across? What's going on here? I mean, former President Donald Trump, in a scathing memo criticizing Uncle Joe Biden on Monday, said another 20,000 Haitian immigrants were staged in Colombia, preparing to make their trek to the U.S.-Mexico border, the laughing stock of the globe. They just say months ago, the whole world knew that if you illegally violated, 8 months ago, I want you to think about this, Bradley, if you violated American borders, no matter where you came from, you'd immediately be caught, promptly detained, and swiftly removed. Let me say that again. You'd be immediately caught, promptly detained, and swiftly removed. There wouldn't be no camping out under no bridge. There wouldn't be no getting into the U.S. It means that you would be caught and removed under Trump's administration. Now, I've said this before. What'd you find out? You find out anything? How far it is across there?
Oh,
every
time I put it in, it pulls up how many miles it is to Miami, Florida, and I don't know why it keeps pulling that up.
But how far is it to Miami, Florida?
It says it is. Let me go back here.
Hey, this is a real investigation going on in front of you.
Right.
Only on Right Talk. So the thing about it is, our borders was the envy of nations, is what Trump said. And I agree. Our borders was the envy of nations, and our border is the laughing stock of the globe right now. So it went from the prime to the lowest it could go.
Yeah. It says it's 700 miles.
What? Not, yeah, 700 miles to Miami.
Yeah.
If it was just half of that, I don't know. I don't know. I'm you know, yes, Bradley, I know that my major is in geography, but it's been a while since I've been to Haiti. Okay.
Yeah.
And I sure didn't swim over to Colombia. So, whatever that is, the nautical miles, let's say it's 350 miles. That's still a lot of miles. How are they getting across? I'm going to have to research that more because nobody's telling me how many miles it is across from Haiti over to Colombia. Okay. So, our borders, Trump says, was the envy of nations. And now they are the laughing stock of the globe. Anyone from anywhere can just illegally walk across our border, turn themselves in, and then be on to the city of their choice. That's what happens. Listen, I don't care where you come from. I think everybody should have a right to become an American citizen, but do it right. Right? No testing. There's no testing of these people. There's no masking. There's no mandates. They just walk in, report themselves, and then they go their merry way. They get free health care. They get free deliveries, medical services in our emergency rooms, all paid by you and me, Brad. Right? That's who's paying for it. Now, I don't know, but that would really tick me off. It does. It does. It upsets me because they're not even American citizens, and yet we're paying the bill for them to be in America. How many homeless people are in California? In how many homeless people are in Nancy Pelosi's district? I would think that Nancy would be concerned. If we're going to spend any money, why don't we spend it on the homeless and on the hungry? If we're going to spend any money, right? Not give it to somebody that just walks across. Not just somebody that walks across the border and is given everything. Now,
yeah,
I got some latest polls here. And the latest polls are, I want to talk about President Biden's, Uncle Joe's approval, job approval, okay? And these come from, this one comes from the Rasmussen reports, right? It says that 41 approve, 48 disapprove. The president, Uncle Joe's job approval by Politico, approve 47, disapprove 50. Listen to this. The direction of the country by Politico says that the right direction, 39% are saying is on the wrong track or on the right track. 62% are saying, 61% is saying that America is on the wrong track. That's by Politico. Okay.
Yeah.
61% are saying that America is on the wrong track. According to Reuters, President Biden's job approval, only 44% approve, 51% disapprove. Listen to this. Gallup, 43% approve, 53% disapprove. The Economist, 46% approve, 48% disapprove. Direction of the country by The Economist. Right direction, 33%, wrong track says that it is 56%. So there is, I'm reading these polls from Real Clear Politics, realclearpolitics.com. These polls, time after time after time, is saying that Uncle Joe sucks at his job.
Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of ironic that, if you want to say that word, that's even being said. According to CNN Politics, The Point, Joe Biden has spent his entire life preparing for this time right here. In fact, in a single term, he would say he is the deal maker. In 2020, he said, I'm going to say something outrageous. This is Biden speaking. I'm not bad at this because people know whatever I tell them, I will do. I'll keep my word. The buck stops there. I mean,
he is so in tune. He's not even in tune with his own party, Bradley. Matter of fact, listen to this. Where's that at? Let me find this thing here. Video, TV media desperately conceals Biden's gas from viewers. Now, we know that most cable news organizations are regressives. We know they're liberal as the day is long, right? And it's no secret that the left-wing media abruptly loses interest in covering presidential gas when Democrats take the White House. Well, they're doing it again. Over the past few months, liberal cable and broadcast news networks have utterly ignored a slew of mistakes and fumbles by President Biden. Now, here's just a few of them. At the G7 summit in June, Uncle Joe mistakenly referred to Syria as Libya 3 different times during a speech. Aides later confirmed that he had in fact meant Syria. That same month, Uncle Joe wrongly conflated the Tuskegee, listen to this one, the Tuskegee Airmen, right, a predominantly black contingent of World War II fighter pilots, with victims of the notorious Tuskegee syphilis experiment. Folks, you got a real winner.
That's not one you want to do. No. You don't want to mix that one up.
Now, both times broadcast, ABC, CBS, NBC, and cable, CNN, and MSNBC, biggest liars on the network, they just shrugged. Oh, it ain't no big deal. That's just Uncle Joe, right? Last week, brought yet another gaffe that same channels ignored while visiting a truck factory in Pennsylvania last Wednesday. Biden abruptly claimed, I used to drive an 18-wheeler. Do what? Send that man to California, give him a truck, and put him to work. After some digging around, journalists concluded that, no, Uncle Joe never drove an 18-wheeler. How could he? He's been in office ever since he was 12.
Right. I mean,
come on, folks. 563-999-35. I know there's more than me that get, you know, that comes up with this nonsense, that crazy stuff, right? Okay, so a rare few of the president's recent fumbles have caused enough to stir to require airtime from the lack eyes of TV news. And in these instances, the strategy has generally been lamely excuse. Please excuse Uncle Joe's behavior. He ain't thinking right today. Right? For example, I'm enjoying this, whether you are or not, Brad. For example,
oh, I love it.
Yeah. Biden claimed earlier this month that Facebook was killing people. There you go. Zuckerman, what do you think about that, baby? Let's take him off of Facebook like you took off Trump. He's saying that Facebook is killing people. I ain't heard nobody say nothing yet.
No.
Not doing more to combat COVID misinformation. I can't even say COVID without somebody fact-checking me. COVID. I'm going to keep somebody busy. Give somebody a job. COVID. There. Now they got their work for the evening. Okay? CNN's Jim Acosta hosted a bunch of former Democratic operatives to spin the event as a positive. I thought it was terrific, CNN commentator Paul Begala adding, it's about time. These guys are all nuts. They've lost their mind. Later, Begala's fellow panelist David Juergen added, the president was right in what he said. It technically is true that people are being killed by disinformation. Listen, folks, You can take up for Uncle Joe all you want to, but wrong is wrong. Sin is sin. I'm telling you. I'm just amazed at how ignorant people can be, right? And it just keeps on going. How long do we have to put up with this?
Exactly.
How long do we have to keep on listening to the same old jargon? The speech today by Uncle Joe is going to bring everyone back over in the vibe. And then MSNBC is going to translate that for you, like if they, you know, if they're a translator. Right? Jim, Christmas. Help me, Brad. Help me.
Charlie Brown.
That's probably who he took his speech lessons after. If you don't know what to say, Uncle Joe, just go, blah, 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 blah. It works every time for him.
Right.
Could you imagine an hour of blah, 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 right talk show, blah, 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 right? Crazy stuff. I guarantee it. I guarantee it, Brad. Hopefully November of 2024 will soon be here, right?
Yes.
And I don't know. Brad, I'm just kind of at a loss of things. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, exactly.
So to get us on right track, tell us about the book you wrote, Bradley.
Absolutely. I've got a book out. It's called Finding True North, or it's called True North. It's discovering your goals and completing them. And basically, it's a book about all of us set goals. We all love to set goals. We're taught to set goals, but the challenge is so many times we lose path. We lose along that journey. We lose our focus and don't end up completing it. So this book gives some proven strategies that you can apply, principles you can apply to complete that goal that you've set. And the great news is it's available on Amazon.com. You can get a Kindle version. You can get PDF. You can also order it in print. Just look up Bradley Dick. And that book will pop up there, and you can get you a copy today.
Bradley Dick, that's all you got to do. Go to Amazon, right?
Yep.
And pull up Bradley Dick. We'll be back after this.
Hey, friend, a few months ago I wrote a series of books that I call The Big Series. I entitled them Think Big, Talk Big, Walk Big. And these books are life-changing. As one learns that you are what you say you are what you think you are, and that determines on how you walk. These truths will change your life and destiny. You see, Carol sent me a message, and she said, "Hi, TJ, I just have to text you and tell you I can't put your books down. OMG, you are so spot on and keeping it real and true. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody needs to read these books multiple times." Listen, friends, you can get these copies of Big Series today at Amazon.com and search TJ Tipton. These copies of these books and others that I've written in either Kindle, digital, or printed form. Search TJ Tipton, Think Big, Talk Big, and Walk Big. Like I said, I call them the Big Series on Amazon.com.
Of it, but the GOP is finally had enough. And as you know, yesterday the GOP blocked a bill to keep government going and a new try ahead, right? Republican senators blocked the bill Monday night to keep the government operating and allow federal borrowing. But Democrats, aiming to avert a shutdown, they're going to try again, you know. And at the same time, pressing ahead on President Joe Biden's big plans to reshape government. Of course, that's his plan. His plan is to turn us into a socialist nation. That's his plan. The
right.
efforts are not necessarily linked, but the fiscal year-end deadline to fund the government past Thursday is bumping up against Democrats' desire to make progress on Biden's expansive $3.5 trillion, that's with a T, federal overhaul. It's all making for a tumultuous moment for Biden and his party, with consequences starting to shape his presidency and the lawmakers' own political futures. And I tell you, you know, Biden got his booster shot. And while he was doing the booster shot, right, while he was getting the booster shot, rolling up his sleeve for COVID-19, he says, I'm a born optimist. Born optimist, and said that we're going to get it done. Now, if he was a true hillbilly, he'd say, we're going to get her done. But he ain't.
Get her done.
Because even if I don't think anybody in these hills would even claim him. I will be truthful, though, Bradley. I went to church Sunday, and I saw a van there that had Biden on it. Oh, you don't know. You don't know what control I had over myself at that time. Because I wanted to go ask them. I did. I wanted to ask them, and if I see the van again, I am going to ask them. I thought God gave you more brains than that. What in the world? What? Only about 33-34% of Arkansasers even voted for Biden.
Right.
Well, I found one of the three that voted for him.
Congratulations.
And you know, this mess just keeps on. Listen, I want to thank those people. I want to thank those people, right? I want to thank those people that had no common sense and decided that they were going to vote for Uncle Joe and put him in as president. Now, you know it's getting real, Bradley, when sports figures are saying that they don't want to have anything to do with celebrity status. Because when people have celebrity status, they put them all in the same boat.
Right.
When I say certain names, they represent certain political views. Right? If I'm to say a name, Whoopi Goldberg, besides thinking, what an idiot, you're going to think, oh, she's a liberal, right?
Yeah.
If I say certain names, we're going to automatically think liberal, right?
Yeah.
We're going to think those people. But recently, Shaq, you know who I'm talking about, Shaq?
Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah. He said, I'm rejecting my celebrity status. And this is what he said. These people are out of their freaking minds.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for years. Right?
Yeah.
Now, Bradley, if I said Clint Eastwood to you, you would think patriot. You would think Mr. Conservative.
Conservative. Mm-hmm.
You would think Republican.
Right.
Well, you used to think that on Arnold Schwarzenegger, but now he's turned into a rhino. But the four-time NBA champion and one of the greatest basketball players of all time renounced his celebrity status in an interview with the New York Post. The 7-foot-1 former Los Angeles Lakers superstar, who is also one of the most recognizable athletes, said he's done with the glitz and with the glamour.
Yeah.
These celebrities, this is what he said, these celebrities are going freaking crazy, and I don't want to be one. I denounce my celebrity-ness today. I'm done with it, he told the New York Post on Friday.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, Brad, when you hear people like that?
Well, I think, I think he says it well. Further down in that article, he says these people are out of their freaking mind, how they treat people, what they do, what they say. That's never been me. You know, and when I hear, you know, him or other celebrities that I believe are going to follow, I think this is just the start. I think we're going to see a line of celebrities starting to say, hey, you know what, don't consider me a celebrity anymore, because the way I was brought up to treat people is to treat them right, do what's fair, and help my fellow man, not push him down, not, you know, try to change to a socialist environment. You know, I mean, I think this is going to be the start of something, could be the start of something big.
Well, for sure, Kaepernick won't be in that crowd.
No.
I promise you that, right?
No, he won't.
He's going to be saying, look at me, you know?
But I thought you was talking about athletes.
Well, that's true. That's true. He said, he went on to say, I don't want to be in that category.
Yeah.
I don't even want to be in the same boat with them. I, you know, when you see me as a superstar, just pretend that I never played basketball before, because I don't want to be acquainted with them in any way. Right?
Right.
Now, I can understand that. Okay. I can understand that, Bradley, because, you know, we are in circles of people, supposedly ministers, right? And I never want to say, well, I won't be a minister because of that. But there's crazy people out there. I don't care if they're Christian.
Yeah.
I don't care if they're not saved. I don't care if they're sports figures. I don't care. Movie stars, though. Movie stars have a sect of their own because they're just plumb goofy. They have read so many scripts that they don't know what reality is.
Exactly.
They don't know what it's like anymore to fight for food. They don't know what it's like anymore to not be able to pay their rent. They don't know what it's like anymore to be able you know, they don't understand that. It's out of their reality.
Yeah.
So whenever,
yeah, exactly.
Whenever you have people like that, and I really appreciate Shaq and his stand that he's taking, because that very few people would take that stand. Everybody wants to take the money and run. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Which brings me, you're not going to believe what I'm about to tell you. So just strap yourself in. If Roseanne is over there standing by you, you better set her down.
Okay? Okay.
Because she will fall out when I tell you this. The WHO, World Health I wish I had it, you know. We can't play music on this show because YouTube gives all our money to them. I don't understand that, but anyway. The WHO, the World Health Organization, you're not going to believe this, is reviving the coronavirus origins probe with the new team.
Really?
Now, what that means is this. The WHO is planning to probe the origins of the Chinese coronavirus a second time, following the organization's failure to determine the virus's provenance earlier this year. And that's what the Wall Street Journal is reporting, okay? A new team of about 20 scientists, including specialists in laboratory safety and biosecurity and geneticism. I like that word, geneticism. I just made that up because I could read the real word. I'm playing Uncle Joe here. An animal disease experts versed in how viruses spill over from nature is being assembled with a mandate to hunt for new evidence in China and elsewhere. Now, I'm going to ask you, Bradley, do you think that the Chinese officials are just going to let them in to into this lab? Do you think that they're going to welcome them with open arms and kiss them on each cheek and say, oh, we're so glad you're here. Thank you for trying to figure this out for us. Do you
I'm sure they will.
Do you really think that President Xi Chai Cho Chum is going to let these WHO people come into China and have their liberties? Let me save the taxpayers about $599,000. Let me save tax. Listen, just give me 10% of that. I'm about ready to solve all of your problems. Number one is it didn't come from a bat, baby. That's worth $59,000 right there. Number two, it came from the lab. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. Now, Nancy Pelosi probably don't believe that, but since when was she ever accused of being a genius? Send Waters over there with one of her whips. She'll take care of it, I guarantee it. Right? She never been known to be a great genius either. Okay? But Brad,
well, Biden's the deal maker.
He's the deal maker. The buck stops here.
Yeah.
Right? That's $599,000 that I could go build me a new pool in my backyard and still have a lot left over. Come on.
We can build one.
I'll build you one, too. Give me the 509. You don't have that much land, but we'll put it right through that creek on the back of your property, and the dog can go over and get water out of it.
Yeah.
See, I'm a winner. It's a win-win situation. Give me the $599,000. Me and Rhonda will run over to China. We will talk with diplomats over there. I'll tell them how it is. Probably get arrested in the event, but I'd have money for a good lawyer. Come back over to the United States, pay off all my debt. It's a win-win. Hey, listen to me, Bradley. If Waters is getting paid that much to be stupid, pay me to be smart. I've taken care of the China crisis right there. I've already showed you how to cope. I know I make light of it, but good grief, how hard is it, Bradley, to know that this came from, it's amazing that in the same space that they're tracking COVID-19 said that it came from, there just happens to be a lab there that does biotechnology. It just, is that more than a coincidence? I mean, do they have labs in every major city in China? Do they have these labs in every podunk holler China? Do they just build these labs everywhere? And, oh, no, that couldn't be possible because we just have labs everywhere. Bradley, I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss again. They're going to pay $599,000 to an Arkansas-er. That's $500,000. $500,000 to send people over there to find out what I've already said on September, what I've already said on September the 28th. 2021 at 10:59 p.m. I don't know, Bradley. Any last words of wisdom before we leave for the night?
Oh, man, that pretty well ended it there, I tell you.
You're just speechless, aren't you?
I'm speechless.
Say goodnight, Bradley.
Good night, Bradley.
We want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk. Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.
I love you, babe, with all my heart. the peace.